from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report, and I'm Saul Gonzalez. As California's legislative year comes to a close this Friday, elected officials in Sacramento are passing some blockbuster pieces of legislation, like a bill to cap rent increases statewide and another allowing college athletes to sign endorsement deals and get paid. But perhaps the biggest and most controversial piece of legislation, called AB 5, has already sparked a battle with a tech giant. It would reclassify potentially hundreds of thousands of workers in California who now work as independent contractors into employees. The bill has huge implications for gig economy companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash, who treat their drivers as contractors. Uber is so angry with AB 5, it says it might refuse to follow it. KQED's Sonia Hudson explains.
Uber will likely be sued for refusing to classify its drivers as employees. In a press call, Chief Legal Officer Tony West said he thinks the company should be able to prove in court that drivers fall under the definition of contractors laid out in AB 5.
Driver's work is outside the usual course of Uber's business, which is serving as a technology platform for several different types of digital marketplaces,
like on-demand rides and food delivery. But William Gould, a former chairman of the National Labor Relations Board, doubts Uber's argument will hold up in court.
They're deeply involved in the transportation itself. It's not the driver. The driver couldn't provide it without the process which Uber has devised.
Here's how AB5's author, Lorena Gonzalez, reacted on the assembly floor.
In letting a new industry come in and say, because I hire you through an app, I don't have any rules. That jeopardizes everything. If you think there are a lot of homeless people on the street today, let every job be hired through an app.
The California Attorney General's office declined to indicate whether they would take legal action against Uber for continuing to classify its drivers as contractors should AB 5 take effect in January. Lyft declined to comment on how it would classify its drivers. For the California Report, I'm Sonia Hudson.
And what do gig workers in the real world think about AB 5? Well, plenty are skeptical, fearful that it could kill what attracted them to the gig economy in the first place, namely employment freedom and the ability to choose where and when they work. But other workers, like L.A. Lyft driver Tammy Briggs, think working as independent contractors is a sucker's game. I talked to her at a recent driver's protest.
We want fair employment. You know, we want fair workers' rights is what we want.
And what does fair workers' rights mean? Do you just more pay or do you want to become an employee?
Both.
And to the degree you want to share it with me, first off, how often do you drive? I mean, how important is this to your livelihood?
Oh, this is my livelihood, period.
This is it?
Yeah, this is it. Like 5 days a week, probably. And I love it, you know? It's the price of cars today and what they pay, we're not even making pennies, okay? We're in the minus.
Again, that was Lyft driver Tammy Briggs. Even some Democrats, though, have problems with AB 5, like Assemblymember Evan Lowe, who represents Silicon Valley. He says it could harm companies that have created lots of jobs and opportunity in California.
And part of that conversation that I've seen on the outside is demonization. Demonization of an industry that is California-born with respect to innovation in our community and in our state.
And we're going to stay on another example of big state legislation. With no federal law governing online privacy, California's Consumer Privacy Act is expected to set the standard in the U.S. starting next year. KQED's Rachel Miro reports.
Here's the fundamental question privacy advocate Mary Ross, who co-authored the bill, wants the public to be able to ask: what data companies are collecting about you?
What do you know about me? I think that will be a game changer.
Ross says she thinks some companies would rather avoid the embarrassment of exposure and choose not to collect or sell some of the information they're gathering now. The California Consumer Privacy Act, or CCPA, was inspired by the scandal over Cambridge Analytica. British reporter Carol Cadwallader broke the story about how Facebook helped a foreign political consulting firm trying to sway elections. She discussed it in a TED Talk.
This technology that you have invented has been amazing. But now it's a crime scene, and you have the evidence. And it is not enough to say that you will do better in the future.
Now, I can't tell you how many people I talk to about data privacy who say, oh, I'm not on Facebook. Quit 3 years ago. Quit after the Cambridge Analytica thing. It's like they're unclear on the fact Facebook is not the only company tracking you and selling your data to advertisers and others. Just to be absolutely clear, companies big and small make money selling your data or hope to in the future, whether you pay for their services or not. Phone companies, car makers, that stupid app you downloaded for a giggle on Saturday night. California's Privacy Act doesn't restrict any of this. It just provides consumers the right to know what data is being collected and opt out sometimes. In recent days, industry lobbyists managed to pass a tweak that means you may have to pay more for a service if you opt out of its data collection. Expect lobbyists and privacy advocates to continue to do battle with each other over the language of the law in future legislative sessions.
Someone has to be the first. It might as well be California.
Chris Conley is a policy attorney with the ACLU of Northern California.
Consumers are the ones who are ultimately in control of their own personal information, and they are not simply subject to the terms of service and policies that companies impose upon them.
If January 1st rolls around and industry advocates haven't successfully sued to stop the Privacy Act's rollout, and the internet doesn't end as we know it, you could see a lot of copycat laws spring up around the country. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.
California schools want to pass a bond measure to do things like earthquake retrofits and making sure campus drinking water is lead-free. But this week, Sacramento lawmakers revolted against Governor Gavin Newsom's office about where bond money would be spent. My California Report co-host Lily Jamali joins me now with more about this. Hey, Lily, what's the rub here?
Hey, Saul. Well, what this debate over AB 48 has boiled down to is which students need this money the most. Is it, say, really young kids like those in preschool? Or should it go to students on the other end of the spectrum, like those in community college? Lobbyist Patrick McCallum represents the latter. Here's what he told me.
It's front center for a new generation of students, what we call first-gen students, and they need new buildings, labs, resources, and that's what this facility bond is for.
What has struck some observers I've spoken to, Saul, is that Governor Newsom's office took pains to rewrite this bill so that it no longer sets aside money specifically for pre-K. That's a group that he championed during his election campaign. But for now, he's prioritizing getting more funding into lower-income districts. That's a departure from the way things have been done for years, where districts that apply first, those tend to be the wealthiest, of course, have a better chance at getting state funds to do those very important projects. Saul?
Thanks, Lily. That's the California Report's Lily Jamali. Finally, a Fresno priest will be in court today facing charges of sexual battery against his own parishioners. Many of them are undocumented immigrants. KQED's Alex Hall has been following the case. A warning to listeners, this story describes sexual assault and explicit sexual activity.
There's a brown building in West Fresno that you can rent out for wedding receptions and quinceañeras. This is where Jesus Antonio Castañeda Serna, or Father Antonio, ministers to his followers from Fresno's Latino community. What people like about Castañeda is that he's charismatic.
Qué bueno. Mi vero precioso. ¿Cómo estás?
He explains the word of God in a way they can relate to. They don't believe the accusations against him. 2 years ago, three men who helped with the ministry at Castañeda's last church came to their bishop. That bishop, Eric Meniz of the Anglican Diocese of San Joaquin, recalls what the men told him.
Father Antonio had a healing ministry where he told people that if he anointed their genitals, he could heal them of their sexual sins.
Meniz says the men told him that in order to be healed, Castañeda needed to massage them, in some cases, their genitals. This had been going on for years, they told Bishop Meniz. So he confronted Castañeda, who didn't deny it.
His immediate response was to say, yes, I learned this healing ministry in India. And I just said, no, you didn't.
Bishop Meniz told Castañeda he could no longer function as a priest and that he would get him counseling. Then he called the police.
I have absolutely no question in my mind that there are hundreds of victims out there We have spoken to three.
That's Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer after arresting Castañeda in February.
So we want to give that assurance to our immigrant community that they can come forward to law enforcement.
More did come forward. To date, Castañeda has been charged with 22 counts of battery, sexual battery, attempted sexual battery, and dissuading a witness. Meanwhile, Castañeda has been out on bond running his new church. On any given Sunday, about 100 people who have chosen to stand by him show up to hear his mass. Carolina Perea believes Father Antonio over his accusers.
What they've said is not believable. As an adult, if the father asked me to touch myself, I would say to him, "You know what, Father? This is not normal. This is not allowed." And I wouldn't do it. We're not talking about kids here. These are adults. So I don't understand why they are accusing him of this. I don't believe it. I don't believe what they are saying.
Since Castañeda's arrest was made public, more alleged victims have reported to church officials what happened to them, despite fears of humiliation and deportation. 8 alleged victims will ultimately face Castañeda in court. For the California Report, I'm Alex Hall in Fresno.
And that's it for the California Report for Thursday, September 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening.
Support for the California Report comes from Energy Upgrade California, urging Californians to keep it golden by saving energy through simple acts like adjusting the thermostat a few degrees. EnergyUpgradeCalifornia.org. Hint Water. Hint is water infused with fruit essences, including watermelon and blackberry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in grocery stores. Hint, mouth-watering water. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.